from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan, if you're listening in Richmond, Virginia, and Monumental Sports Network as well. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. You got a full-blown 4-man Junks team back on a Tuesday. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes if you want to give me a follow. On the Twitter, I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Good morning, Cakes. Morning, everybody.
He's ready for Penn State, West Virginia this Saturday. Yep. I believe noon.
Can Drew Aller have a better year than they had last year? Or are they just going to rely on their defense and 2 good backs?
Yep. John Paul Flame is also here.
What's up, Jason? Brought 6 books to sign.
Ah, good.
I wish I was still making money on it. I actually get a monthly report. Last month, I made
$12. Hey, nice. $12 more than I've made from my books.
What
so,
is that,
hey,
2 books sold?
One.
It's down to triple, but that's what happens at times.
Right.
Eric Bickle also here. That rounds out your Junks foursome.
That's right. Eric-Bickle-3.
There it is. That is your Venmo. Yes.
For any questions.
Yes.
Any questions, whatever.
Any questions you have.
Get it in there.
For the boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my daughter actually set up an Amazon thing for me because I talked about it before. All the things I recommend, people always ask me. I think I'm going to actually put it together.
What, like an Amazon wish list?
Or? No. Like a link. So, like, if people always ask me, what kind of launch monitor are you using? What's your sauna tent?
Okay.
So, I'm going to put
all
a whole
products
link.
That you use.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I do that?
I
guess it makes sense.
I was in my sauna tent again yesterday. Didn't have time to go up to the club and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest purchase I've ever made, Cakes.
You do rave about it.
How's the house looking? Angel was over there painting.
Angel painted the... Honestly, I told my wife, I don't even know what he's doing in the bathroom. I honestly don't even know. Apparently, he repainted it the same color it already was.
So it looks basically the same.
To me, it looks exact same.
He's going to hand you a bill.
She was, yeah, right. Yeah. She was complaining that there were some chips somewhere, chipped paint.
Chips?
Yeah, like, I didn't notice that.
Okay.
Like, I would never notice that.
Never.
It's not anything I care about.
No.
So I just paid, I don't know, probably paid the bathroom probably $500, but didn't notice it. Today, he's working on my son's old room. It's a beautiful, it's a blue like that.
Okay,
I love
yeah,
it.
Right.
I actually like that blue.
Sure.
Changing it, it's going to be painting it white.
I think that's a downgrade, personally.
I agree.
I mean, white walls are, I mean, I've got some white walls in my house, don't get me wrong, but they're kind of boring.
Very boring, but everyone's doing white walls.
Blue at least has some character, some pizzazz.
Right. Mm. Painting that today. and then what else is he doing? Oh, fence work this week.
Okay.
The good. Fence work this
good.
Week. I might need a shed guy. If anybody
a shed knows, guy.
Yeah, if okay. anybody builds sheds.
Right. I could use a fence guy. Because my fence could definitely use an upgrade. Yeah.
What do you mean? Like painting or just a new fence?
Oh, the new fence.
Oh, a whole new
See,
fence.
I'm trying to avoid the whole new fence because it's so expensive.
Well, I am too. Like yeah. that's why I'm putting the bat signal out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in case it can't happen through the sales regular avenues.
I went down that road for 6 months.
Oh, I know. I'm grasping. Yeah. I understand. But it does. It never hurts to ask.
I mean, our guy over at Long Fence will definitely inquire.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're great people over there. So that's always I'm an sure, option.
You might be able to get a friends and family rate from them.
Yeah.
That could happen.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got to put together. What do you call that? What do you call that drab? You guys did that for Big O and Dukes when you did your little Amazon link or what do you call that? I'm gonna put together my
a wish list.
And it's not a wish list. Like, again, like
storefront.
Like all the stuff that I get, and people always say, "What?" I was telling Cakes.
recommendations.
Just a link list.
Yeah. So you should. You could be cleaning up.
I know, I'm going to do that.
So he would get a piece of it. Like if somebody buys a sauna tent that he has, he gets a little taste of it?
You know how many steel sauna tents I've sold? I literally watched the price rise online when I started talking about it.
Right.
It was crazy.
Sure.
Every influencer you see on Instagram, if they're like talking about products, then you click on their link tree.
Right.
And then it has their Amazon storefront.
My daughter set something up for me allegedly, but I haven't clicked on it. So I gotta investigate that.
I mean, you should be monetizing that if you can.
I know.
Sounds like a great move.
I want to monetize everything.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
I mean, we live in a capitalist society.
Right. Anybody want the Sermon Vegas speakers in the garage?
Oh, someone wanted to buy those.
Really? Let me know.
There's a market for everything.
Someone texted me.
They're so heavy.
Are they?
Well, so heavy.
Someone wanted.
Legitimately, how old are those speakers?
I had them in college.
Oh, so they're.
But you understand,
30 plus years.
They're largely immaculate.
Right.
I treated them like you would like a baby grand piano or something.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because
with kid gloves.
Because I spent a lot of money on them when I was a kid.
Like the guy who travels around with the Stanley Cup. Like he wears gloves and he puts it in it in a padded case.
Exactly.
Same sort of deal.
Yeah. Okay. The only thing is the little screen, you know, probably I could wash it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Okay. Like a black screen thing, if I could wash that. But the wood and I assume the woofers and all that, they're fine.
I used to love I had a stereo set up in my room.
Yeah.
With, you know, LP player, double cassette deck. And then when CDs came along, CD player.
I actually
that wasn't top of the line. It was like Sony, but it was pretty good. Loved it.
I actually miss
tall ass speakers. Oh,
yeah. Buying CDs? There was something about going through an album. I know it's easier now with Spotify.
Yeah,
but just
holding
the nostalgia
it in your hands and looking at the lyrics and
I miss
looking
that.
At the art. Yes, yeah,
I do. I remember going on whatever. What was the release day? Drab, was it Tuesday?
Tuesday
was release day. I remember
Hot Fire got dropped on Tuesdays.
Yeah, and you would just pick up. You know, I remember when Snoop Dogg put out his Doggy Style album. I remember when I went home and I went through all the lyrics.
Sure,
just remember that day, like all those days.
Yeah.
What should I do with all the old DVDs or CDs I have?
Literally, they're garbage.
I know, but is there any place that would buy them for a nickel?
No.
Yeah, but it's not worth it. It's not worth the gas.
Well, it just takes up space in my
basement.
It's trash. Oh. Dump.
There's still a spot
I can't do that.
In College Park, and I'm shocked it's still there. I think it's right next to like a big like Japanese or Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
That advertises that they buy old CDs and DVDs. It's shocking it's still around.
There you go. Maybe I should bring my box over there and see if they'll take any of them.
You know how I was getting rid of stuff?
Yeah.
JP asked how that. My wife finally broke me down also on this. All the sports books I've been reading since I was a kid. I kept the Feinstein books.
Yeah, yeah.
I kept like some of my golf books.
What about Armin Katayan? Did he make the cut?
Raw recruits.
I think Jason stole that from me.
I don't have that anymore.
Iconic book. I would keep that.
Yeah. Great book.
But I got rid of a bunch of books. Mm. Broke my heart, Case.
Yep.
But what am I going to do with the book? I mean, I'm not going to reread it.
No. Just take
I heard somebody say this about books. And a lot of people keep books, and sometimes it looks good in bookshelves.
Yeah. I had too many.
They said keeping books is like keeping trophies.
Kind of, yeah.
No kinda real like purpose.
There is no real purpose, but it just... You do remember, that was a good book. I do remember that. You know what I mean? Or whatever. But
the embarrassing thing for me about a lot of the books in my house is a lot of them have not been read. They're just sitting there. just
taking up space. Yeah.
Right.
It's just like, I mean, the book reading has really slowed down.
You used to be prolific, too.
I used to read a lot.
Yeah.
Now I just doom scroll Twitter and look at fantasy football lists.
That's what it is.
And play poker. Like, I'm just rotting my brain every single day.
Well, I know yesterday I was running around, but I made sure to be home and turn on the Nats.
Yep.
For the debut, and I was listening to the guys while they were out there at the park. They were interviewing all the sillies. They were there at a good time, right? Mm-hmm. So they were interviewing James Wood, mm-hmm. interviewing C.J. Abrams. They interviewed Dylan Cruz's dad.
Yep.
It was just, you know,
Thurman Thomas, who's neighbors with the Cruz family.
Thurman Thomas was, yeah, Dan Coca was interviewing Thurman Thomas.
He looked good.
Yeah, he looked good.
Well, sometimes these guys gain a lot of weight.
That's true.
And get super chunky.
True. True.
You can go one of these ways. Physically, they're just a mess. Like,
So that's his connection to Thurman. They're neighbors.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
But maybe their kids played together, or his kid played with Dylan Cruz at some point.
Somebody did point out, and it's true, like, he's not a physically imposing guy. He's not like Aaron Judge. Mm-hmm. He's not even like Juan Soto. He's just, you know, he's kind of this little guy, but he just can do a little of everything. And I have to say, I was a little bit surprised that they called him up when they did. I don't know why. I felt like it would be later.
We knew they would call him up.
They'd call him up. Yeah. Probably a September call-up thing is what I thought.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's exciting.
I mean, he went 0-for. He had a walk. He had an opportunity to throw out. I can't remember who the base runner was for the Yankees on a sack fly. He threw it a little
down
left.
First baseline.
Yeah, he went down the first baseline. Yeah, so we'll see what happens tonight. But it was cool to see him there.
Good crowd. They had a 32,000 last night. They're only averaging 24
good
this year.
Good Yankees crowd.
Yeah.
Well, still, it's 8,000 more.
Sure.
You know, Cakes was saying yesterday that Buffalo Wild Wings down the street closed.
Or they're, or they're about to close, I think, at the end of the week. I saw that report.
I said, well, if you're a business right by Nats Park and thousands of people less are coming to the game, it's probably going to be hard to sustain your business.
It definitely impacts your business if the crowds are smaller, of course.
Literally thousands of people less each and every game.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hard to sell as many burgers.
Have you asked your guy how Circa's doing? Like, is their business down because the attendance is not as good?
I don't know if it's down. I don't think it does great there. Doesn't do as well as some of the other locations.
Mm-hmm.
Like now, when they were in Foggy Bottom or
2019 or whatever, though, they were doing great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if the team is good and place is packed, they're killing it. But I'm sure they're doing fine. But obviously, if the team is 15 games over 500 and first in the division, you know, they're killing it every night.
Now, do you think this is a situation, I was thinking about this, that just here in D.C., like, we overemphasize these sort of debuts, but we've had so many in the last 15 years or so, like, you know, obviously Harper and Strauss can be very difficult to surpass those, but you know, James Wood's debut, Dylan Cruz's debut. We just kind of make a big deal of all these guys when they come up.
Sure, it's exciting.
Do other young blood, do other towns in, do that? Like when their celebrated prospect comes up, they make a huge deal about
Jaden. We're about to have the Jaden Daniels real debut in like under 2 weeks.
Yeah,
big one.
Well, that's a little different. That's a little different, but yeah.
They do. All those cities do, all those teams, if they're calling up a top prospect, especially a kid who was drafted second overall.
They have all their radio stations come up with their T-shirts and everything.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. They had the T-shirt giveaway. But, no, it's just cool to see, and hopefully, you know, he plays well the rest of the year, and he's opening day center fielder or right fielder next year. That'd be cool. But it was just cool. You know, Soto comes back and Judge made two awesome plays defensively. One, he robbed a home run. But and he got his 1,000th hit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
But, you know, Yankees crowd, they travel everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Surprised me he's only had 1,000. With the amount of home runs he's hit, I would have thought he's had more total hits.
How many home runs does he have? Where is he in terms of career home runs?
He's already had 350-plus seasons.
So is he at, like, 300 or something?
His total home runs?
Yeah.
He's over 300.
He's over 300, yeah.
He's over 300?
He's at... I can't have to pull it up. Yeah, but he's over 300.
Right.
308.
Yeah. Well, I know Drabby
he's
going to
hit
in.
60. He's probably going to hit 61 or 62 this year.
I know Drabby came in and, you know, it was like, you know, a lot of people are talking about Soto and, you know, maybe we could be a dark horse. And I would love that. Nothing would please me more than Soto being a dark horse. Mm-hmm. I don't see it happening ever. We didn't give him the money before. Why do we think we're going to give him the money now?
No.
We'll get deeper into that coming up at 7:20. We'll get the listeners' reactions to Soto coming back and whether it's realistic to think that he will land back here in Washington. Coming up on a Tuesday show, we got Nikki Javala joining us at 8. She's a Commanders reporter for the Washington Post. You knew that already. It's a big day. Cutdown day is looming, so we'll talk to her at 8. And we'll talk more Nats with Chelsea Janes. Also from the Post, she'll be on the show at 9:20 right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.